Amen. That man decided to give his life to Yahweh, to serve him.
Ese hombre decidió darle su vida a Yahweh, decidió servirle.
He was healed and blessed.
Fue sanado y recibió braca, bendición.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Amen. So let us not be like Ephraim.
Entonces no seamos como Ephraim.
Let us understand that our help is coming from Yahweh.
Comprendamos que nuestra ayuda viene de Yahweh.
Okay, verse 14.
Versículo 14.
For I will be like a lion to Ephraim, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear to pieces and go away, and I will carry away, and there will be none to deliver.
Porque yo seré como león a Efraín, y como cachorro de león a la casa de Yahudá. Yo arrebataré y me iré, tomaré y no habrá quien ayude.
So the sin of Ephraim was so great before Yahweh.
Entonces el pecado de Efraín fue tan grande delante de Yahweh.
That Yahweh was decided to finish with Ephraim.
Que Yahweh decidió acabar con Efraín.
Because he was tired of all the idolatry.
Porque se había cansado de toda la idolatría.
All the prostitution.
De toda la prostitución.
And sin.
Y del pecado.
Okay, let's go next.
Hosea 6:4.
Hosea chapter 6 verse 4.
Hoseas capítulo 6 versículo 4.
What should I do with you, O Ephraim? What should I do with you, O Yahuda? For your loyalty is like a morning cloud and like the dew which goes away early.
¿Qué haré a ti, Efraín? ¿Qué haré a ti, oh Yahudá? La piedad suya es como nube de la mañana y como el rocío de la madrugada que se desvanece.
So, Yahweh, he knows each one of us.
Entonces Yahweh conoce a cada uno de nosotros.
He knows our heart better than anything else.
Conoce nuestro corazón mucho mejor que cualquier otra cosa.
He knows that whenever you are just pretending.
Él sabe cuando usted está fingiendo.
He knows to come to Yahweh is not a matter for you putting a talit, a kippah on.
Él sabe que para venir a Yahweh no es cuestión de ponerse un manto, una cobertura.
But it's for you to give her all you have.
Sino que para darle todo lo que usted tiene.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, Hosea chapter 6.
10.
Verse 10.
Yes.
In the house of Israel, I have seen a terrible thing. Ephraim's horridly is there. Israel has defiled itself.
En la casa de Israel he visto inmundicia. Ahí fornicó Ephraim, y se contaminó Israel.
So whenever we do what is sinful, we contaminate our whole body.
Entonces cuando hacemos lo que es pecaminoso, contaminamos nuestro cuerpo entero.
It's like here, you are part of a body.
Es como aquí, ustedes están aquí formando parte de un cuerpo.
And some people they like to say, oh, that's my own business.
Y alguna gente le gusta decir, oh, ese es mi negocio.
Let me live the life that I want to live.
Yo voy a vivir la vida que yo quiero vivir.
But you need to realize that when you go doing wrong things, you are affecting what? The whole body.
Pero necesita reconocer que cuando usted va y hace lo equivocado, está afectando al cuerpo entero.
So that's why sometimes we have to talk to you.
Y es por eso que a veces tenemos que hablar con usted.
And wake you up a little bit.
Y despertarle un poco.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, Hosea chapter 7 verse 1.
Oseas capítulo 7 versículo 1.
When I would heal Israel, the iniquity of Ephraim is uncovered, and the evil deeds of Samaria, for they deal falsely, and the thief enters in, bandits raid outside.
Mientras curaba yo a Israel, se descubrió la iniquidad de Efraín y las maldades de Shomron, Samaria, porque hicieron engaño, y entra el ladrón y el salteador despoja por fuera.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. So whenever Yahweh is trying to heal Ephraim, who comes in?
The enemy,
Hasatan.
Entonces cuando Yahweh está intentando sanar a Ephraim, entra el enemigo, entra Satanás.
To deviate the attention of Ephraim.
Para desviar la atención de Ephraim.
To impede Ephraim to receive what Yahweh wants to give them.
Para impedirle a Ephraim recibir lo que Yahweh les quiere dar.
You know, Clarinés was just talking to me about that.
Clarinés estaba hablando conmigo acerca de.
And she would like to give her testimony today.
Y quisiera ya dar un testimonio en este yom.
I think it's a tough time now.
Yo creo que este es un excelente momento. I was commenting this to the rabbi. I believe it's two testimonies. First of all, when I first arrived here, I guess most of you know how I arrived here. But when I arrived, everything was beautiful, it was fine, it looked gorgeous. But then I had to face my reality. I had to choose. I had to decide, stay here or continue as I was walking before.
Muchas cosas erróneas que era como doctrinas de hombres.
And my life before was dedicated to Yahweh, but using the wrong names, using doctrines of men.
Y yo les comentaba al rabbi que yo tuve muchas luchas para quedarme aquí.
And I commented to the rabbi that I had a lot of battles in order to be able to stay here.
Y no voy a entrar en muchos detalles.
I'm not going to go into too many details.
Pero me fue, era como, yo estaba aquí y había una fuerza que me quería sacar.
It's like this. I was here and there was a force that wanted to take me out.
Y me atacaba emocionalmente.
And it would attack me emotionally.
Y me comenzó a atacar físicamente.
And it began to attack me physically.
Cuando yo vencí las cosas emocionales,
when I conquered the emotional things,
comenzó a atacar mi cuerpo.
It began to attack my body.
Y me comenzó a salir unas
boils,
sí, unas llagas.
And I began to have these boils.
Y tenía mucha fiebre, me daban fiebre de 100 y algo.
I would have a lot of fever, a fever of about 100 plus.
Eran unas bolas así grandotas.
It was big balls about this big. And I'll tell you that they were in my pelvic area.
Y no me podía sentar.
And I could not sit down.
No podía dormirme.
I couldn't sleep.
Y oraba, y oraba, y me calmaba un poquito.
And I would pray and it would calm down a little bit.
Y por supuesto, los Shabbat me dolía más.
And of course on Shabbat it would hurt even more.
Y no podía venir a la sinagoga.
And I could not come to the synagogue.
Tenía que manejar casi una hora de allá acá.
Because I had to drive about 60 minutes from over there to here.
Y un día estaba ya como que muy débil.
And one time I was so weak.
Y ya me ha pedido ayuda a mis amigas.
And I had asked my friends for help.
Pero yo sentí una voz que me dijo, anda donde tu rabbi y él.
And I heard a voice that said, go to your rabbi and he's the one that has to pray for you.
Y ese día yo le comenté al rabbi que me sentía enferma, le estaba diciendo por qué yo no había venido.
And that yom I was commenting to the rabbi that I was sick, why I had not come.
Y él oró por mí con su esposa aquí.
And he and his wife prayed for me here.
Y desde yo andaba con las piernas que me dolían horrible.
And my legs were hurting terribly.
Y desde ese día hasta el día de hoy,
and from that point until now,
nunca más,
no longer.
Y yo pude ver lo espiritual que vencí. Era una cosa que yo no lo puedo explicar con mis palabras porque hay que experimentarlo.
And I could see in the spiritual area that I had conquered, that it's something that you cannot describe.
Y sentí que saqué un como una barrera que había entre mí.
And I felt that I got rid of a barrier. I got rid of a barrier that was there between me, that I broke something that could no longer hold me back. And the other testimony that I have is that I had a pain here. It was really strong. And according to the symptoms I had, I thought it was my leg, around my kidney area in my back. I couldn't sleep to my right side. It bothered me to sleep on my right side. And the time that we came to the Feast of Trumpets, the rabbi said, whoever's sick, come here to the front. And so I went because I felt sick. And I believed with all my heart that at the sound of those trumpets, the shofar, I was going to be healed. And from that point forward, I forgot the pain, I forgot everything. Until today, I feel healthy and I can sleep on my favorite side.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Toda Rabba Yahweh. Amen. Amen. So, it's not that simple.
Entonces no es así de simple.
It's going to be hard.
Va a ser algo difícil.
Hasatan, he will really attack you.
Satanás realmente le va a atacar.
He'll do everything to hold you back.
Va a hacer todo lo posible por detenerlo.
But thanks Yahweh, she persevered and she overcame.
Pero la apreciación a Yahweh que ella venció.
And unfortunately, there are many people they don't overcome.
Pero tristemente hay mucha gente que no vence.
But the scripture says that we are those who overcome.
Pero la escritura dice que nosotros somos de aquellos que vencen.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Are you an overcomer?
¿Es usted un vencedor?
Amen. Israel is an overcomer.
Israel es un vencedor.
Okay, where we stopped?
7:8.
Okay, let's go then to Hoshea chapter 7, verse 8.
Vamos a Oseas capítulo 7, versículo 8.
Ephraim mixes himself with the nations. Ephraim has become a cake not turned.
Ephraim se ha mezclado con los demás pueblos. Ephraim fue torta no volteada.
So, what happened to Ephraim?
Entonces, ¿qué le pasó a Ephraim?
He mixed with the nations.
Se mezcló con las naciones.
Okay. So Ephraim is all over the nations.
Entonces Ephraim está por todas las naciones.
They mixed.
Se mezcló.
They become like them.
Se hizo como ellos.
It's just like the wheat and the weed.
Es igual que el trigo y la cizaña.
They all look alike now.
Se parecen.
And the only difference will be the fruits.
Y la única diferencia será en los frutos.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, let's go for the next one.
Vamos hacia la próxima.
Once again. Okay, for us to understand how Ephraim he mixed with the other nations.
Para que nosotros podamos comprender cómo es que Efraín se mezcló con todas las otras naciones.
We have to talk about the division of the kingdom of Israel.
Tenemos que hablar acerca de la división del reino de Israel.
Okay, Israel in the time of King David.
Israel en el tiempo de David.
They were one kingdom.
Era un reino.
They were one people.
Un pueblo.
But later on, that kingdom was divided into two.
Pero después ese reino fue dividido en dos.
The north and the south.
El norte y el sur.
Okay, let's go First Kings.
Vamos a Primera de Reyes.
Chapter 11.
Capítulo 11.
Beginning verse 29.
Comenzando desde el versículo 29. Primera de Reyes 11, 29.
It came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite met him on the way, and he had prepared himself with a new garment, and the two were alone in the field.
Aconteció pues en aquel tiempo que yendo Jeroboam de Jerusalem le encontró en el camino el profeta Ahijah Silonita, y este estaba cubierto con una capa nueva, y estaban ellos dos solos en el campo.
Okay, verse 30.
And Ahijah grabbed the new garment that was on him and tore it into 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, take for yourself 10 pieces, for this says Yahweh the Elohim of Israel, see, I will tear the Malkut kingdom out of the hand of Shlomo Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you, but he shall have one tribe for my Ebed servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the false Elohim or idol of the Sidonim, Chemosh, the Elohim of the Moabites, and Milcom, the Elohim or the idols of the children of Ammon, and have not kept their halakha ways in my halakot, my ways. I do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my chukim statutes and my mishpatim judgments, as did David his Abba, progenitor.
Y dijo Jeroboam, y tomando Ahías la capa nueva que tenía sobre sí, la rompió en 12 partes. Y dijo a Jeroboam, toma para ti las 10 partes, porque así dijo Yahweh, Elohim de Israel, he aquí que yo rompo el reino de la mano de Shlomo, Salomón, y a ti te daré 10 tribus. Y él tendrá una tribu por aprecio a David, David mi siervo, y por aprecio a Jerusalén, Jerusalén, ciudad que yo he elegido de todas las tribus de Israel. Por cuanto me han dejado y han adorado a Astoret, diosa de los Sidonios, a Chemos, dios de Moab, y a Moloch, dios de los hijos de Amón, y no han andado en mis caminos para hacerlo recto delante de mis ojos, y mis estatutos y mis decretos como hizo David, David, su progenitor.
Amén. Amén. So we can see that the prophecy came true, what the kingdom was going to be divided into two.
Entonces aquí podemos ver que la profecía se cumplió cuando el reino fue dividido en dos partes.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh. Okay, let's go for our next slide. Okay, Ephraim, the head of the 10th tribe of the north of Israel.
Ephraim, la cabeza de las 10 tribus del norte de Israel.
Okay, so King Jeroboam, that was an Ephraimite, he stayed with the ten tribes of Israel.
Entonces el rey Jeroboam, quien era un israelita o efraimita, se quedó con las 10 tribus de Israel.
And that's why the 10 tribes, instead of being called Israel, they are called Ephraim, because Ephraim was the head of the 10 tribes.
Y es por eso que esas 10 tribus, en lugar de llamarse Israel, se llaman Ephraim, porque Ephraim era la cabeza de esas 10 tribus.
And they stay on the north.
Y ellos vivían en el norte.
And the other two tribes, Judah and the Levites, they stay in the south.
Y las otras dos tribus, los levitas y Yahudá, los judíos, vivían al sur.
Okay, let's go to 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25 to 29.
Vamos a Primera de Reyes capítulo 12, versículo 25 a 30.
20, yeah, 30.
Del 25 al 30.
Then Jeroboam fortified Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and lived there. From there he went out and built up Peniel. Jeroboam thought to himself, the kingdom will now likely revert to the house of David. If these people go up to offer sacrifice offerings at the temple of the Yahweh in Jerusalem, they will again give their allegiance to their master, Rehoboam, king of Judah. They will kill me and return to King Rehoboam.
Entonces reedificó Jeroboam a Siquem en el monte de Efraín y habitó en ella. Y yendo de ahí, reedificó a Penuel. Y dijo Jeroboam en su corazón, ya se volverá el reino a la casa de David. Si este pueblo subiere a ofrecer ofrendas en la casa de Yahweh, en Jerusalén, porque el corazón de este pueblo se volverá a su amo, Roboam, rey de Yahudá, y me matarán a mí, y se volverá a Roboam, rey de Yahudá.
Okay, so the fear of that king was that if the people would go back to Jerusalem, they would become one tribe again.
Entonces,